Going to. Okay, so I'm going to tell you some some facts, and I'm going to ask a very strong question, and the answer to the question is going to be a very crucial yisod in Pesach, and Yetzias Mitzrayim in Pesach, right? We know that there was such a thing in the world as crusades, right? The crusades. They weren't such a religious adventure. Between 1096 and 1274, that's their years, there was 2 centuries of crusades, right? The pretext of the crusades was religious fervor, right? But what they did was that on the way, they freed all the prisoners, all the criminals, and they went on a rampage of terror, rape, looting, and murder. That was the Crusades. In 1478, that's the infamous Inquisition of Jews in Spain, right? And Spain is known for some of the most inhumane, hideous tortures ever devised, and was devised in the name of faith. This was the Inquisition. There were pogroms. In 1492, there were pogroms. Something else happened in 1492. Yeah? Yeah. We're not going to talk about that right now. The expulsion of the Jews 1492 from Spain and Portugal. There were pogroms and there were blood libels. And we suffered terribly from all of that, right? And even in modern times, there's ample evidence that the Pope did little to help the Jews from the Nazis' terror. That there was things which he could have done. And he did very little to help the Jews. In other words, he didn't. He didn't. But that's a paradox, right? What does Christianity teach, right? They teach turn the other cheek. Turn the other cheek, right? Like a kindness, which was even like a meekness, right? Humility. If a man takes your coat, if a man, so give me a shirt. I mean, we don't agree with this, by the way, but that's what they say. If a man takes your coat, give him your shirt. It's all platitudes. It's all things they claim. But the Mysa history has shown tremendous amount of inquisition of pogroms of all for Christianity. All in the name of Christianity, and it's a contradiction. How do they live with that contradiction? So I want to. Why is it? I'll tell you why. It's because it's all platitudes. It's all what they say, right? It's not what they do. There's no discipline. There's no discipline. I'll give you a mushroom. Right, you can't train to be a chayal, right, in the classroom. You can't do it, right? They took us when we went to when I did the Miluim many centuries ago. They took us for field maneuvers, right? Hagad took us near Shalavim. Then in back of Shalavim was the border, and there was some very rough terrain over there, very rough terrain, and we had to crawl. They made us crawl with M14s through the field, but the field had a lot of
Marks.
it was a very rough field. And there were some very sharp
Pebbles.
what do you call it? thorns. There were thorns over there, right? And you had to crawl through that with a heavy gun, right? And if you lift your head up, then you're out of, you're dead, right? That we felt that. We felt that. You could explain it to somebody, but it's not the same thing as crawling through a field with a heavy gun and thorns hitting you on, from all sides. That you really, that terrain you really feel, right? Another mashal, right? I was prepared. I was prepared when I first shot, you know, M16, M14, when I first shot a gun, right? So I was prepared that there's going to be a kick, right? So I prepared for the kick, but no one told me that there's going to be a very loud noise. The guns are loud, right? And then I jumped from that, right? Yeah. Anyhow, you can't become a soldier, a chayil, by reading the manual. You just can't do it, right? And life, lemaisa, is such a battle. Platitudes, things we claim, don't change us, right? We need training. We have to be trained. We need discipline. We need discipline. I'll give you a mashal. Fellas ask me all the time. Fellas ask me like this, why do we need to daven 3 times a day? Wouldn't it be more meaningful if we wait until we're inspired, right? Spontaneous inspiration. Isn't that more meaningful? And why do we have to daven 3 times a day? And the problem is that if you would have spontaneous inspiration, if you wait for that, maybe once in a while, once in a blue moon, it'll come, but not often. Not often. You have to daven 3 times a day. It has to be a discipline. It has to be a discipline. With this, we can understand a very important.
You've been to the sacred state several times, haven't you?
Wait, I didn't hear. Someone say something?
No, Mosh.
Oh, okay. I want to learn with you a little bit of the Sefer Achinuch, Mitzvah Tei Zayin, even though you probably know it, but it's good. It's good to review it. It's very, very important. As a mitzvah by Pesach, not to break an etzem, not to break a bone, not to break through the bone and eat the marrow, right, which is delicious, of a bone of the Korban Pesach. You're not allowed to do that. It's a lot. It's a the Lord does say, right? And the Chinuch explains, as he explains all the other mitzvahs, that it's not kavod for b'nei melachim, for the princes that the Klal Yisrael constitute, to be gorei samos, to break the bones like kolavim do, right? That's only on people that are starving, are very hungry, right? Therefore, at the beginning, when we're coming to commemorate the creation of our people, right? Segulas Amah, Kol Ha'amim, Mamlechas Kohanim, and Goy Kodosh, right? Every year at this time, says we don't break a bone. It says the Sefer HaChinuch. He says, and don't Al Tachshov b'nei, don't for my son to catch me on what I'm saying, right? And ask why did Hashem command us to do all these things to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim with Zikaron, one memory. We just sit. Why can't we just sit down and say, "I now remember that we left Mitzrayim." Yalla, Adavah b'Machshavah Asena. When I get in a Machshavah, go over what we happened when we left Mitzrayim. Although Yishkak may pizarena, he says. It's not from Chachma that you ask such a thing, and it's a youthful thing, that immature thing that made you ask such a question, And it says, and now, Bini, my son, Bina, listen to this. Understand this. Give me your ear. And I'll teach you something, which is a yesod to work in Torah and mitzvahs. He says, Da, kia adam nifa lefi kefi pulaso. Man is what he does. Not only what he thinks, that's not enough. You have to do. Libu bekomach shavasov tamid acher maisav. His heart and his thoughts go after his maisav. And he says a pelvicah thing. He says, you take a Rasha Gamar, a real Rasha Gamar. Livavo, v'kol yetzer makshavos libo rak kol hayom, and it's hard. He's bare the whole day. If for some reason something would inspire him, and he would make his hishtadlus to be oisik always in Torah and mitzvahs. In other words, he totally changed himself. Afilu shalol l'shem shemayim, even if it isn't, he didn't do it l'shem shemayim. Someone bribed him, and he started changing his actions. Started changing his actions. Totally not the Shem Shemaya. Miyad yinateh. I'm on Zoom. Miyad yinateh alatov. O bekoach ma'isav yamisa yetzara. And through his actions, he's going to destroy the yetzara. Right? Why? Acharei ha'pulos, after the pulos, after the actions. Nimshachim halavavas, the hearts go Vafilu imiya adam tzadik gamar. And he says the other side, which is hard to believe. If a person was a tzadik gamar, and the vavo yashar v'tamim, his heart was straight and tamim. Chayfes b'tayra u'mitzvahs. Im ulah yasok tamid b'devarim shal daifim. Someone would come and force him. Like Derek Mushley says, right, the king would force him to do bad things. They would force him to do bad things, and it's all against his will, and it's against everything he is. But emes kol asaku tamid kol ayom ba'isa umnis, if they did it the whole day, yashuv d'zman min hazmanim, he would eventually change from his tzidkus to become a rasha gamur. Be a Russian government. It's just amazing. And here's someone who's a tzaddik, tamim, doing the Ratzon Hashem, but now he's forced by the king to do bad things the whole day. Eventually, it could take time, but eventually, he's also going to be a Russian. Yedua davar ve'emes shekol adam nifal b'fi pulasov. A person is according to his rules. It's a tremendous yisod. We are what we do. We are what we do. We can't sit on Leil HaSeder and say, let's have in our makshava that we were avadim the faro b'mitzrayim and we became b'nei chorim. It's not going to work. We've got to go through all the small mitzvahs, the minute details, right? Right, the shiurim, everything. We got to go through that because we are drawn after our actions, after our pulis. And I'm going to say now, I don't have the modem izmanim with me, but I think that I'm saying differently from the modem izmanim because it says in the Haggadah that the Rambam brings, the Nusach Haggadah, it says, in every generation, a person should make it as if who yetzei me Mitzrayim, that he left Mitzrayim, who yetzei me Mitzrayim. Shalo es avosenu bilvad gaal, because it wasn't just our forefathers that were redeemed, ela afosanu gaal, but he also took us out. Right? So he says it's not so bad. We have to go through those things and make it look like we went out of Mitzrayim. But in the halacha, in Perek Zayin, halacha vav, He says like this: "Bechol dor v'dor chayev adam laharos es asmo keilu hu basmo yatsa atah meishiva Mitzrayim." He says differently. He says, "Not that you went out then, but in every generation, a person has to make himself feel, make himself believe that he himself now, atah now, left meishiva Mitzrayim from the shiva Mitzrayim." Shene'ema v'sanu haitzi misha. Baal David says, Yivakarish Baruch Hu b'Torah, v'zacharta ki eved ha'isa klama, ki ilu ator b'asmecha ha'isa eved, as if you were an eved, v'yatzasa l'cheirus, and you went out for freedom. Right? But so, I think I say differently, but what he's saying in the Haggadah is what we have to say, what we say, fine. But what is the goal? What do we have to do? We have to feel ourselves now leaving Mitzrayim. We have to sit the Leil Seder and we have to feel that we are leaving Mitzrayim Ata now, right? And that's the whole Tachlis, right? So I want to tell you what I try to do, right? I have, Beis Hashem, I hope this year also we'll have children and so forth. And, you know, you try to make it as real as possible. I know when they get to the plague of frogs, I'm going to take a whole front of frogs and just throw it at them. You know, but there's one thing very important. I ask them. Let's assume, just assume, you were an Evan Mitzrayim. What would the thing you despise the most of being an Evan? What would you despise the most? That makes them think. It makes them think that, okay, let's say I'm an effort, you know. I can't do what I want to do. I have to do what I'm told to do. That's why they don't say that. I can't do what I want to do. I have to do what I'm told to do. Right? I'm going to have to clean the shoes of my master. I don't want to do that. Yeah. They'll think of things. And as they think of these things, they're going to feel the avdus of Mitzrayim. What would you like best about being a Ben Chayim? About going out of Mitzrayim, what is the thing that you'd be most thankful for, you most appreciative, right? You have to try to get them to feel it, because they have to feel the Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not enough, you know, to read the Haggadah and everybody says the Dvar Torah, that's great, that's beautiful, right? You got to feel it. You have to feel Yetzias Mitzrayim. And When I eat the gazayas of matzah, then is a time nobody's, you know, I try to think myself, I was an Eved, I'm an Eved, I'm leaving Mitzrayim now, I'm getting my freedom now. You know, that's a time to think when you're eating the gazayas of matzah, right? And Baruch Hashem, I'm leaving Mitzrayim now. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So that's what I want to tell. I want to share with the fellows that a person is according to what he does, right? It's not enough to think. It's not enough to intellectualize. It's not enough to philosophize. You are what you do. And therefore you have to, that's where we have the discipline of mitzvahs. And that's why it's not a kasha that those so-called religions that have great platitudes and preach very highfalutin things, right? But they, if there's no discipline, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. So that's my message for today, that we should know. And Bez Hashem will continue one more time. We'll continue on next Sunday, Bez Hashem. On one more thing about why that we're supposed to feel mamash at the Seder. We're going to talk a little bit about mamash, what is the Seder itself. So thank you so much for joining, and I hope you got something from it.
Thank you, Mash.
Thank you, Mash.
Thank you, Mash. Always good to see the Mash. Zagbech. A good vach.
Thanks a lot.
I hope everybody is davening. We don't know what Iran is probably we don't know what's going to be. We just reached the point We don't know what they could do, what they will do, what they're planning to do. We don't know. We don't know. Every time I think when people in Eretz Yisrael go to sleep, they say they ask Hashem when they say the tefillah before you go to sleep. They ask Hashem, please, may we sleep through the evening and not hear those sirens blasting away. Keep us in mind. Amen. Keep us in mind. Okay, guys. Thank you. Be well.
Thank you, Mash.
Thanks, Mash. Be well.
Colton. Shalom.